Brandon Flowers and Crossfire, 18 minutes past 6. A text in 53981 from Kieran from Imagine WiMAX. He says, lads, I'm away home to my leafy suburb. Good luck at the Radio Awards model at Imagine WiMAX, your best friends of the show. Thanks to Kieran and everyone else at the Imagine WiMAX community.
Thanks for sponsoring our show.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. And also, Kieran, just so you know, I forgot to drop the thing off that I was supposed to drop off today, so don't be expecting it.
Hi, this is Dermot and Dave's In Conversation for the next 40 minutes.
Let's make it more in, because Dermot, during Brandon Flowers' Crossfire, made me turn it down so that he could play his version of The Strokes.
I like murdering songs to annoy Dave. He can watch him slowly get ratty while he's trying to do something on the internet while I bombard him.
But play now your version of The Strokes for everybody sitting at home. Imagine trying to fill in your tax return to that.
Dave's world, Dave's world. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
He wonders why I get ratty. A toaster uses almost half as much energy as a full-sized oven with a fan.
What?
Yeah. It takes that much energy to heat that little element to toast your toast quickly.
And if you're dropping in a few slices of McCambridge's brown bread, I mean, that's got to use the same power as in the entire pool bag incinerator. Not that it exists yet.
Airports that are at higher altitudes require longer airstrips. Any idea why?
Because the plane is travelling faster as it lands due to less air resistance.
Lower air density, therefore lower air resistance, therefore plane travelling faster. Dermot is some kind of scientist.
Like, this is the first thing I've ever gotten right on Dave's World.
It's true.
Oh, I need to sit down.
Babies who wear disposable nappies are 5 times more likely to get nappy rash than those who wear cotton nappies.
That's because of all the plastic in it. I mean, if you wore plastic jocks, you'd get nappy rash.
Hey, who says I don't? Before toilet paper was invented, French royalty wiped their bottoms with fine linen.
Really?
Yeah, and interestingly,
it wasn't fine when they finished with it.
The company that invented toilet paper didn't put their name to it when it was first marketed, as they were embarrassed by its usage. It just came out unbranded, just toilet tissue. And then somebody went, well, this is your product. No, nothing to do with that at all. No.
Scared. Mac bottoms toilet paper.
Buttermilk does not contain any butter. It's made by adding lactic acid to milk.
Isn't lactic acid what builds up in your joints after
a
run?
It's what builds up in your muscles. It's basically that feeling of, you know, when your legs can't go anywhere and they get wobbly? That's an over...
So you have to they squeeze people's muscles into the milk.
That's essentially it.
Delicious.
Yeah. To get a good lactic acid burn, actually, one thing you should do is get 2 tins out of your press, say 2 tins of beans or beans and peas. Mix and match as you see fit. Sit down, right? So your knees are kind of parallel with the ground, and put your arms on your legs. So your hands are your wrists are at your knees, and then just twist your hands up and down. And what you're doing is working your forearms. You'll get the most incredible lactic acid burn after about 30 seconds.
Why would anyone possibly want to go and do that? It's like suggesting they go and bash their head off the wall.
How do you get massive arms like me? That's how you do it.
It ain't from lifting bean tins.
That and pizza. By partially filling saucers with vinegar and distributing the saucers around the room, you can eliminate odours.
Saucers of water.
Vinegar.
Oh, and
thanks,
annoy cats
for
at the same time.
Q-tip cotton buds were originally called baby gays. And finally, a little test for you on Dave's World. And I'll answer this after the couple of songs we're going to play here now. But does anybody know what LL Cool J's LL and J stand for? LL Cool J.
Love Leitrim. That's where he's from originally. He's from the Leitrim posse.
So what's the J at the end for?
Jesus.
Lovely from Cool Jesus. Funnily enough, he's wrong. But if you have any idea, text it to 53981. No prizes, just for the crack. Text your answer to 53981. What was the LL and J stand for in LL Cool J?
You could very well win a prize, because we have 2 sets of Supertramp tickets to give away to texters today.
Oh, so
and
might...
we have 100 R&B albums.
Not 100. We have an album which is called 100 R&B Classics. Dermot likes to mislead the audience at every turn. So you're saying that you might give away a prize for somebody who gets this right?
Well, it is Thursday. Or Friday, as you keep calling it.
LL Cool J, what do the L and the J stand for? Text your answer to 53981. Drop me an email to Dave has no friends at 98fm.com, and I shall send you out today's facts, my friends.